Tonight, I'd like to share the topic of strive to please God.
圣经说神就是我们的主主人。
Bible tells us that God is our Lord and our Master.
原因有几个。
There are a few reasons.
第一个，他创造我们。
First, He created us.
所以我们是属于他的。
And so we belong to Him.
第二个。
Second,
他救赎我们。
He saved us.
用他的宝血把我们赎出来。
He redeemed us with His precious blood.
所以从今天我们不属于自己。
And so today we do not belong to ourselves.
我们是属神的。
But we belong to God.
所以神是我们的老板。
So God is our boss.
第三个。
The third.
我们要面对神的审判。
We have to face God's judgment.
所以因为这三个原因，
due to these reasons,
我们生活要把讨神的喜欢当作我们的目标。
We must place emphasis on striving to please God in our life.
我们看一个新婚的人，都是一直要讨他的配偶喜欢。
We look at newlyweds, oftentimes they try to please each other.
然后有了孩子以后。要讨孩子喜欢。
And after they have children, they strive to please their children.
那比较孝顺的要讨父母喜欢。
And those who are more reverent to their parents, they try to please their parents.
那在公司上班要讨上司的喜欢。
And in their workplace, they try to please their bosses and managers.
但是在我们谈到信仰的时候，
When we talk about faith,
我们有没有很认真的来想要怎么能够得到神的喜欢。
Do we think about how we can strive to please God?
这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
因为如果得到神的喜欢，
Because when we can please God,
今生有神丰盛的恩典，
then we will have abundant grace and blessings in this life.
来世有神很丰盛的荣耀。
And then we have even more glory in the next.
那今天晚上要跟大家来查考有一点就是要献灵祭。
And so today I want to study more specifically on offering a spiritual sacrifice.
也就是说怎么能够得到神的喜欢呢？
Which is in how we can come to please God.
我们来看彼得前书第二章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter 2.
第五节。
1 Peter 2 verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5, You also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这个地方说我们是活石。
It tells us here that we are a living stone.
有生命的一块石头。
A stone that has life.
那我们联合起来成为灵宫。
And so when we're put together, we become a spiritual house.
教会就是灵宫。
The church is the spiritual house.
就是旧约时代，像旧约时代那个圣殿。
Which is the temple in the Old Testament.
那我们在教会里面做什么？
So what do we do in the church?
这里说我们是圣洁的祭司。
Here it says that we are a royal priest, a holy priesthood.
是很尊贵的祭司。
Which means it's a very precious and noble status.
就是我们可以直接向神来奉献祭品。
For we can come directly to God to offer sacrifices.
因为我们跟神之间已经没有距离了。
Because we no longer have any separation from God.
罪已经被拿掉了。
That sin has already been removed.
每个人可以直接到神面前来献祭。
And so each and every one of us can come before God to offer sacrifices.
奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Here it says, offer up spiritual sacrifices susceptible to God.
旧约时代献的是牛羊。
In the Old Testament, they offered lambs and cattle.
但是新约时代在圣殿里面，我们是献灵祭。
But in the New Testament, in the temple, we offer spiritual sacrifices.
有时候我们人一听到奉献就觉得压力很大。
Many times when we hear the word offering, it brings about much pressure.
我生活已经很困难了，还一直在教会谈到奉献。
I feel like our lives are already hard enough, and yet we keep talking about offering at church.
其实我们来教会不需要有压力。
Actually, when we come to church, we should come with no such burdens.
因为圣经说是照我们所有的，不是照我们所没有的。
Because the Bible records according to what we have, and not according to what we do not have.
这个是敬拜神的精神。
This is a spirit and attitude in serving God and worshiping God.
神不会要求我们 做不到的。
God will not require something of us that we can't achieve.
神不会要求我们没有的。
He won't ask of us what we don't have.
所以当我们在谈到奉献呢，我们就没有压力。
So when we talk about offering, we should have no such pressure.
我们所比较的不是多少。
And we don't compare how much we have with each other.
我们所比较的是精神。
But what we compare, what we should compare is our spirit and our attitude in offerings.
所以寡妇只献两个小钱。
So even though the widow only offered all two mites of hers.
但是在神看起来，她奉献比众人还多。
But in the eyes of God, she offered much more than everyone else.
因为她只有两个小钱。
Because she only had two mites.
就是照她所有的。
And she offered all that she had.
那她就比众人还多。
And therefore, she offered more than everyone else.
所以要讨神喜欢，需要奉献。
So to please God, we must offer sacrifice.
但最重要是精神。
But the most important part of that is the attitude and the spirit of it.
但是这个精神常常是借着外表的行动表现出来。
But this spirit and attitude is often manifested through our physical actions.
我们现在回来看生命记的十七章。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 17.
生命记的十七章。
Deuteronomy 17.
十六节。
Deuteronomy 17 verse 16.
还有十七节。
16 and 17. But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses, for the Lord has said to you.
生命记十七章十六节。
Deuteronomy 17.
十六章十六节，对不起。
Deuteronomy 16 verse 16 yeah. rather.Verse 16, three times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in a place which he chooses, at the feast of unleavened bread, at the feast of weeks, and at the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. 17, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you.
这个地方说，在神选择的地方要来朝见神。
Here it says that you shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses.
那神选择的地方在新约时代在哪里
？Where is the place that the Lord chooses in the New Testament？
就是在教会。
That is the church。
这个就是灵宫。
And that is the spiritual house。
是神充满的地方。
It is the place where God fills。
所以来教会就是来朝见神。
So when we come to church, we appear before the Lord our God。
那这里说不可以空手朝见。
Here it says that we must not come empty-handed。
所以有时候我们去看朋友都要带一点小礼物。
Sometimes when we visit friends, we bring small gifts。
有时候过年过节回去看父母也要带礼物。
And during the holiday season, we also bring some gifts when we visit our parents。
其实有时候父母生活都过得很好。
But they may already be living a comfortable life.
朋友其实有的生活过得很好。
And our friends may be living very well off as well.
所以那个重点不是在那个东西。
So the emphasis is not on the gift itself.
重点是在里面的心意。
But rather the heart and the attitude behind giving that gift.
因此这里说到神面前来不可以空手。
Therefore it says here that they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed.
圣经说神没有缺乏什么。
The Bible says that the Lord does not lack anything.
什么都是神的。
Everything belongs to God.
没有一个不是神的。
There's nothing that does not belong to him.
所以神没有缺什么。
So God does not lack anything.
那为什么神要人奉献？
But why does God need us to offer them?
就是要人的心啊。
Because he wants our heart.
我们的心啊，借着奉献表现出来。
And our hearts, we can show the sincerity of our hearts through our offerings.
那这个十七节说奉献啊，第一个要照自己的力量啊，第一句话。
Here it says that when we offer, we should do according to our might.
对，就是力量多少做多少，不必要过力。
We shall give as he is able, which means whatever we can do, that's what we do.
那第二个。
The second.
就是十七节下半句。
Verse 17, the second part of it.
要照神所赐给我们的福分奉献。
According to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you.
就照神给我们的这样来奉献。
We give according to what the Lord has blessed us with.
神多给我们就奉献多。
If he blessed us with more, we offer more.
神给我们少就奉献少。
If he gave us little, then we offer little.
那用这两个原则这样来衡量来见神不可以空手。
And if we use these two principles to gauge ourselves when we come before the Lord.
那我们刚刚读这个彼得前书说奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And we read earlier in 1 Peter that we offer spiritual sacrifices that is acceptable to the Lord God. And so when we come to church today, what exactly do we offer? Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
13章,
Hebrews 13.
希伯来书的13章,
Hebrews 13.
15节,
Hebrews 13, verse 15. 15 and 16. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.
这个地方在讲啊, 灵祭有两种,
Here it talks about two different kinds of spiritual sacrifice.
第一个就是以颂赞为祭献给神。
The first is the sacrifice of praise to our God.
我们在唱赞美诗啊, 就是在颂赞神。
When we sing hymns, we are praising God.
我们在聚会之前唱赞美诗不是在等信徒啊。
Hymn singing before the sermon is not a time to wait for other members to trickle in.
大家还没有到, 那再唱一首诗,
it's not to take up the time in order for members to arrive.
唱赞美诗就是从心被神的恩典感动, 这样来颂赞诗。
But rather, we sing praises due to movement in our heart by God.
那这样啊, 我们只要颂赞, 这就是灵祭, 神就会喜欢。
And so, if we offer our praises, this is a kind of spiritual sacrifice that is pleasing to God.
约沙法王组织的唱诗班,
King Zarephath, he put together a choir.
然后在敌人的面前, 在颂赞神。
And before the enemies, they praised God.
啊, 结果神亲自就把敌人打败了。
And God personally defeated their enemies.
所以他的颂赞啊, 感动神, 蒙神记忆。
And so their praises touched God.
啊, 神非常的伟大。
And God is indeed mighty.
实在是超过我们所能了解的。
And surpasses all of our understanding.
我们很容易去称赞别人。
It's easy for us to praise others.
啊, 你做得很好。
Or you did something well.
你很美丽,
or you're very attractive.
啊, 你个性很好,
or you have a good temper.
啊, 你很伟大,
or you're a great person.
但是有时候我们常常发现,我们早在称赞神。
But we find ourselves not praising God that often.
唱赞美诗是最好。
So singing hymns is a great way to praise God.
唱赞美诗如果从心里面唱完之后,心里觉得很舒服,很快乐。
And so when we sing hymns, we feel good inside us.
因为我们是在赞美天上的神。
For we are praising the Lord Almighty in heaven.
那神感动我们, 圣灵就感动我们, 我们自己很感动。
And when the Holy Spirit moves us, we praise Him even more.
这就是灵祭。
And this is a kind of spiritual sacrifice.
这是神喜悦的。
And this is pleasing to God.
所以我们要来圣殿啊, 要得神喜悦啊, 献灵祭, 要颂赞神。
And so when we come to his temple, we offer our spiritual sacrifices by offering the sacrifice of praise.
那16节说, 行善跟捐书的事。
16 talks about enough to do good and to share.
这个就是爱心的表现。
And these are manifestations of our love.
我们爱神会表现在爱人的上面。
When we love God, we will demonstrate that by showing love to others.
所以这个行善捐书就是代表神的爱在我们里面。
So to do good represents the love of God inside of us.
因此这也是一种祭品。
So this is also a kind of an offering.
神喜悦。
That is, God is well pleased with.
所以圣经说哥尼流他还不认识耶稣。
Bible says that before Cornelius knew Jesus,
但是他很敬畏神。
He was a devout man.
他知道有一个神。
He knew that there was a God.
这个神很伟大。
And that God was almighty.
所以他就常常祷告神。
So he often prayed to the God.
还有行善。
And he often did good.
所以他还没有认识耶稣啊, 神就差遣天使告诉他。
And so before he even knew of Christ, God sent an angel to him.
说你的善行, 你的祷告, 达到神面前, 蒙神纪念了。
Saying that your good deeds have reached heaven and has been remembered by God.
所以人如果懂得行善, 啊, 不但人会感恩啊, 神会纪念。
So if people know how to do good, not only will other people be grateful for them, but also their acts will be remembered by God.
圣经说, 怜悯人的人有福。
The Bible says that blessed are those who have mercy on others.
他会蒙怜悯。
For they shall receive mercy.
他会蒙神怜悯。
And they will be, they will receive mercy from God.
因为他行善, 所以神喜欢, 有时候他需要神就怜悯他。
And because they do good, sometimes when they fall into a need of mercy, God will have mercy on them.
所以我们的每一年的这些收入啊, 除了奉献之外, 应该有一部分是善行。
And so for our income, besides our tithing, some of it should be allocated for doing good works.
就是哪个弟兄姊妹有需要，哪个地方有需要，善行去行善。
In other words, if there's a brother or sister in need, we should use our the money that we have to help them.
我们所有的应该要跟别人来分享神给我们的恩典。And
we should share with others all of the blessings that we have received from God.
那这样哦。 我们会从神得到更大的恩典。
And that way we'll receive even more blessings from the Lord.
如果没有机会到这个新开拓的国家, 特别是非洲,
if we have an opportunity to go into a pioneering areas, especially in Africa,
你会发现哦, 医院是基督教去盖的。
You'll notice that the hospitals are built by Christian organizations.
学校,有很多很出名的学校, 也是基督教。
And many of the renowned schools are also have also been set up by Christian churches and organizations.
所以当初宣道士去传道的时候,
so when the missionaries first went out there,
他们就有一个精神, 在这里边行善,
their spirit and attitude was that of doing charitable works.
那今天这个精神应该是还在。
And so today, this kind of spirit should still be alive.
那我们现在的行善呢, 有时候物质上来讲, 好像机会比较少。
And it seems to us that there's less opportunity to do good in that way.
那从属灵上来看,
but spiritually speaking, there's a lot of opportunity.
就是邀别人来接受福音,
which is to invite others to come receive the gospel of salvation.
所以彼得看到一项以后,
so when Cornelius saw the vision,
他就去请彼得来,
he invited Peter over.
那彼得还没有来到以前,
before Peter even arrived,
他就把他的亲戚最好的朋友全部都邀请,
he gathered together all of his good friends and his relatives.
那彼得正在讲道,
and as Peter was preaching, they all received the Holy Spirit. These were all Gentiles.
那彼得看他们得圣灵,
and when Peter saw that they received the Holy Spirit, he baptized them.
所以前面那个善行神纪念,
and so God remembered the good works that were done beforehand.
但是那些接受他捐的衣服啦, 吃的东西那些人,
but those who have received his charitable works, in the end, they perished.
但是后面这个善行就很有价值。
But the good works that he did after was more valuable.
他所邀请那些家人啊, 那一些朋友得圣灵又受洗。
The friends and family that he invited to listen to the gospel, they were baptized and they received the Holy Spirit.
不但今生得恩典,
not only did they receive grace in this time, but they also received eternal life in the next.
所以如果我们现在, 你找不到谁,我要去哪里行善, 有一个事情可以做,
and so,
传福音。
Today, if you don't know where to go to do good works, one thing to remember is to go out and preach the gospel.
特别是我们自己的家属, 我们的亲人, 我们的朋友,
especially to our own family members, relatives, and friends.
还有就是我们看到教会一些比较软弱的同龄,
and when we notice some of the members in church are weaker in faith,
花时间跟他同行,
spend some time to walk with them.
好像主耶稣跟那两个门徒往, 以马忤斯这样一起去跟他走,
just as Jesus walked with the two disciples to the road to Emmaus.
这个走第一个要时间,
and to walk with them requires time.
第二个要体力,
and it requires endurance.
花时间花体力, 这个就是牺牲,
and when we spend our time and our effort with someone, that is sacrifice.
那牺牲就是行善,
and that sacrifice is doing good.
所以主耶稣就跟他们一直讲,
so Jesus continued to talk to them.
哇, 他们就, 神就动工了,
and God began to work.
他们就听起来心里火热,
and they began to have a burning zeal in their hearts.
然后在要吃饭的时候,
And when they were about to eat,
神就开他们眼睛,
God opened their eyes.
就看到, 啊, 刚刚跟我们走的就是耶稣。
And they realized that the one who was walking with them before was the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他看到耶稣心里火热，那一天晚上他没有住啊，当天晚上就回到耶路撒冷。
And so they were burning with zeal, and they did not stay over, but rather they went back to Jerusalem.
今天我们有很多信徒需要我们有这种善行。
Today there are many believers that need us to do this kind of good work.
为他们代祷,
to intercede for them.
与他们同行,
to walk with them.
把他们的信仰重新再建立起来,
to rebuild their faith.
这个就是灵祭。
This is a kind of spiritual sacrifice.
所以每个礼拜啊，我们来到教会，如果我们上个礼拜有花几个钟头去行善啊，我们来到教会就有一个祭品可以献给神。
So every week when we come to church, if in the prior week we have done good works, then when we come to church that day, we have an offering, we have a sacrifice to offer.
我们就没有空手来见神。
And so we do not come before the Lord empty-handed.
神就会很喜欢。
And God will be well pleased.
所以我们献的祭啊，就是灵祭。
And so the offering that we offer up is a spiritual sacrifice.
哥林流还献的一个就是他的祷告。
And Cornelius also offered up his prayer.
所在神面前蒙神纪念。
And it was remembered by the Lord.
我们看诗篇的141篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 141.
诗篇141篇。
Psalm 141.
第二节。
Psalm 141.Verse 2. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
这里大卫在提到，我的祷告好像香陈列在你面前。
Here David says that let my prayer be set before you as incense.
啊，我举手好像献晚祭。
Lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
啊，这个举手当然也是指的祷告。
And of course, this lifting of the hands refers to praying.
就在献晚祭。
And he was offering us evening sacrifice.
每一天啊，需要祷告。
Every day we must pray.
啊，对神的一种赞美、感谢。
This is a kind of a praise and thanksgiving that we show towards God.
那这一种祷告就是一种灵祭。
And this kind of a prayer is a spiritual sacrifice.
祷告不一定要求什么。
We don't really need to ask for anything in our prayers.
如果一定要求什么的祷告，我们就发现生活很顺利的时候，你不需要祷告，因为不没有什么要可以求。
If we always need to ask something in prayer, then when life is going well, we find that there's no need for prayer then.
但是我们在祷告就是向神感谢赞美。
But in prayer, all we need to do is give thanks and praise God.
还有为别人代祷。
As well as praying for others.
这个就是神所悦纳的祭品。
And this is an offering that the Lord is pleased with.
所以每一天呢、啊，我们的祷告都会蒙神纪念。
And so every day our prayers will be remembered by the Lord.
这是神所悦纳的灵祭。
This is a spiritual sacrifice that is pleasing to God.
我们看圣经里面在描写亚拿，一个女先知叫做亚拿。
The Bible records a prophetess named Anna.
她只结婚几年就当寡妇了。
She was only married a few years and became a widow.
但是她每天在做什么？
But what does she do daily?
圣经说她每天昼夜禁食祷告，在侍奉神。
The Bible records that she prayed a day and night and served the Lord.
为什么亚拿会蒙神纪念？
Why was Anna remembered by God?
她做寡妇，她是一个什么都没有的人。
She was a widow that had basically nothing.
好，我们看路加福音第二章。
Well, let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
三至六节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 36. Luke 2 verse 36. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, a daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. 37. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years who did not depart from the temple but served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
So it
says that Anna lived to
84.
And every day she fasted and prayed night and day.
圣经会描写她主要原因就是因为她祷告。
And the Bible recorded her of her acts of prayer.
这个灵祭献上去，神悦纳，神就感动，路加就把它写下来。
This spiritual sacrifice was remembered by God and inspired Luke to write it down.
我说有时候我们常常发现，好像退休了没事情做，
So sometimes when we feel that once we're retired, we have nothing to do.
没事情做也是好处啊，你就没有压力嘛。
Actually, it's a good thing to have nothing to do because there's no pressure that comes along with it.
但是怎么把这些时间转换成为很有价值、蒙神纪念
？So how do we convert this time to become a valuable time for God?
不会浪费掉。
So that we don't waste it.
那是跟亚拿一样。
So let us be like Anna.
常常祷告。
Praying often.
为教会祷告，为自己家庭祷告。
Praying for the church, praying for our own families.
这个就是献灵祭。
This is offering a spiritual sacrifice.
这是神会喜悦的。
And it's well pleasing to God.
所以我们看到有的人很喜欢祷告。
So we notice some people who enjoy praying.
那在他身上确实看到神很多的恩典。
And on them we can see a lot of grace from God.
那有的因为很会祷告，所以全家的信仰都蒙神保守。
And those who are very fervent in prayer, their entire family is looked after by the Lord.
因为这是神所悦纳的灵祭。
Because this is a spiritual sacrifice that is well pleasing to God.
这是我们要奉献的。
And this is something that we must offer.
好，我们看诗篇的五十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 50. Psalm 50.
69篇好了。
Psalm 69, rather. Psalm 69, verse 30.
31节。
Verse 30 and 31. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull which has horns and hooves.
这个地方讲在要赞美神。
Here it talks about praising God.
圣事三十一节，叫神喜悦，圣事献牛羊或有角的公体公牛。
This shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull which has horns and hooves.
然后三十节下半句说，感谢称赞他为大。
In the latter half of 30, it says, magnify him with thanksgiving.
所以很多人觉得说，好像神最看重就是奉献。
So some people feel that the Lord places great emphasis on offerings.
那倒过来就觉得我在教会如果会奉献很多，我就是好的基督徒。
And so in other words, they feel that if they offer a lot in the church, they are considered a good Christian.
其实圣经讲的不是这样。
But the Bible actually does not say this.
这里讲用赞美、感谢在神面前就比献其牛羊更多。
But here it says, rather by praising and magnifying him with thanksgiving is more pleasing to the Lord than ox or bull or other offerings.
就我到奈及利亚去拜访一个慕道朋友。
I went to Nigeria to visit a truth seeker.
这个是我到现在在非洲看到最有钱的一个人。
And this is the wealthiest person that I have seen in Africa.
他太太曾经在伦敦到我们教会慕道。
And his wife visited our church in London.
大概有得圣了。
And I think she received the Holy Spirit there.
我们在那里差不多三个钟头跟他谈道理。
So we were there at his house for 3 hours preaching to him.
三个钟头里面他问好几次，我如果到你们教会洗礼，到底我要奉献多少？
And in the 3 hours that we talked, he kept on asking, if I go to your church and receive baptism, actually how much do I have to offer to the church?
这可能是他在一般教会的体验。
Because this is probably an experience that he had felt in other churches before.
因为一般教会聚完会就传一个袋子。
Because oftentimes after their services, they would pass around some kind of a donation box or bag.
那有的就想到很多的名目要信徒奉献。
And so they require people to offer their money.
我们跟他讲，你看我们教会奉献就放到后面。
But I told him that in our church we put our offering box in the back of the chapel.
谁奉献多少是没有人知道。
And so however much we offer, no one knows.
这是你跟神的事情。
But rather this is between you and God alone.
确实这就是圣经的精神。
But this is the spirit of the Bible.
所以我们最重要的不是奉献的数目多少。
What's important is not the quantity of offering.
是心意的问题。
But rather what is in our heart.
因此这里说感谢。赞美这个就比献牛羊更能够 更胜过献牛羊。
So we see in Psalm 69 it says, the praising God and magnifying his name with thanksgiving is better than an ox or bull.
好，我们现在来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans 12.
第一节。
Romans 12 verse 1. Romans 12 verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这个地方在讲到一个最重要的奉献，超过一切。
It talks about a sacrifice that surpasses everything.
就是将身体献上当作活祭。
Which is offering our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这个是神所喜悦的。
This is pleasing to God.
所以我们要怎么能够讨神喜欢呢
？So how can we strive to please God?
把身体当作活的祭品献给神。
That we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
那这个在具体来讲是什么意思
？So what does that mean to us physically speaking?
就是把我们的身体献给神，为神来活。
Which means that we offer our bodies to God, to live for Him.
为神做一点事情
and to do something for him.
这个叫做把身体献给神。
This is what it means to offer our bodies to him as a sacrifice.
如果我们看新约圣经这个圣工的发展
，If we look in the New Testament and the expansion of the gospel,
像彼得啦，他们就把那个渔夫渔船都撇下来了。
Like Peter and the other fishermen, they forsook everything.
就专心跟从主耶稣。
And followed Jesus only.
这个可以比喻说是好像是现在的专职的工人。
We can compare that to full-time workers today.
但主耶稣只拣选十二个门徒啊。
Jesus only chose 12 disciples.
那这福音要传开了怎么办？
And so how are they able to spread the gospel throughout the land?
那我们就发现这些使徒所到的地方啊。里面都有好多的义工在配合。
But we see that many of the places that disciples went to, there were many other volunteers that helped.
所以这个把身体献上当作活祭，对我们每一个人来讲，就是做义工。
So for every one of us, to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice means volunteering our time and our energy to do God's work.
那这样来服侍神，让圣工进步。
And we serve God in this way to prosper the gospel.
那神就会喜悦。
And God will be pleased.
好像保罗在传道路途中
，When Paul was on his during Paul's ministry,
有一对夫妻叫做百基拉跟雅居拉。
There was a couple named Priscilla and Aquila.
他是有职业的。
And they had their own profession.
他是织帐篷。
And he was a tent maker.
但是他是跟保罗同工的。
But he was also a co-worker of Paul's.
所以我们就发现他的职业。不是他活着的目的。
But we find that his occupation was not the purpose for living.
他职业是因为他需要生活，所以他需要职业。
But he worked because he needed to obtain a livelihood.
但是一到安息日，他就跟保罗进到圣殿里面去传福音。
But on Sabbath, he would go with Paul into the temple to preach the gospel.
这个就是把身体献上当作活祭。
This is what it means to offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
就是我们有自己生活的职业，但是用更多的时间来服侍神。
In other words, we have our own jobs, our own professions, but the time that other time that we have, we use it to serve God.
我们九月份十月份会有联恩会。
We will have our spiritual convocation evangelical service in September, October timeframe.
邀请更多的慕道朋友。
So we need to invite more truth seekers.
那这个都需要我们用一点时间。
So this requires us to spend some time to work in.
现在要去跟一些没有信的人交往。
We must first befriend some unbelievers.
那第二个再带领他们教会来慕道。
And then bring them to church to seek the truth.
当我们在做这个事情的时候，我们就是把身体献上当作活祭。
So when we're doing this work, we are actually offering our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是神所喜悦的。
And this is acceptable to God.
所以我们要在各种不同的事情上来服侍神。
So we must serve God in various aspects.
是教会的圣工啊，每一件事情都有人做。
And so that every kind of holy work in the church is occupied by or someone is taken care of.
每一件事情都有人做。
And so that someone is taking care of all the holy work in the church.
这个礼拜，昨天、前天呢，我们有六个青年到多美尼加去。
This week, six of our youth went off to Dominican Republic.
他们大概在那边住十天了。
They're staying there for about 10 days.
因为我们现在多米尼加大概有二十个信徒。
We have about 20 members there in Dominican Republic.
但是现在圣工要有一点突破啊，一定要有人去传福音。
But in order to have some a breakthrough in that area, there must be a worker sent to preach the gospel.
但是感谢主了，我们的青年呢，愿意到那边去。
And thank God that some of the youth are willing to travel over there.
啊，那边生活当然比起美国来讲啊，实在是不一样。
Life there is very different from life here in the States.
但是能够去那边啊，为神做一点事情，这个也是献活祭。
But being able to go there to work for God, that is offering their bodies as a living sacrifice.
最近有一个青年去非洲。
Recently, there was a youth that went to Africa.
我在看他的工作报告。
And when I was reading his report,
就到处去村庄去传福音。
I saw that he went to various villages to evangelize.
教那些儿童。
And teach the children there.
感谢主啊。
And thank God.
我们的青年有这个心。要是为神做一点事情
that our youth has this kind of a heart to do something for God.
但是如果我们每一个年龄层的人都能够想我能够为神做什么
But if believers in every age group has this kind of a mindset in what can I do for God?
除了我们生活的需要之外那能够挤出一点时间来为神做事
And besides our daily needs, we can use some of our timeto do something for the Lord.
这个就是献活祭。
This is offering our bodies as a living sacrifice.
所以我们有的信徒在大学拿到一个学位，大概五年吧，带三户来信主。
And so, in the 4 or 5 years that some of our members received their college degrees, they have brought three families to the Lord.
那有的在大学教书，在那个学校大概是六七年吧。带八九个人来信主。
And there are some that worked as professors in colleges, and in the 6 or 7 years, they brought about 8 or 9 believers to the church.
有一个信徒大概是在做贷款的。
And there was another member that worked as a loan officer.
那他在帮人贷款过程啊，就跟他建立关系。他大概带四户来信主。
And in his or her profession, working with other people, they eventually brought about 4 families to Christ.
这个就是把身体献上，当作活祭。
This is offering our bodies as a living sacrifice.
所以如果有神感动我们。全时间的服侍，这是很好的。
So if the Lord moves us, and we want to offer our lives as full-time workers, this is of course a great thing.
但是如果神的旨意不是这样
but if that is not the Lord's will,
那我们能够把一些时间用来服侍神，这个也是献活祭。
And we can use use our time to work for God. That is also offering our bodies as a living sacrifice.
那神就会喜悦我们了。
And it will be acceptable to God.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
414首。
Let's sing him 414.